starts with a flash. Sometimes it's miles away. And sometimes the sky above you is still blue. Sometimes you think, I have time. But lightning doesn't work on our schedule. See, every year, lightning strikes the United States roughly 25 million times. And while lightning happens during the warmer months, the truth is simple. A thunderstorm doesn't have to be directly over you for you to be in danger. A bolt of lightning can reach out nearly 10 miles from a thunderstorm. That means the sound of thunder isn't a warning. No. It's not a warning that the danger is coming. Confirmation that that danger is already close enough. You probably heard the phrase, when thunder roars, go indoors. It sounds simple, but it's supposed to be. No counting seconds, no guessing the distance, no waiting to see if the storm gets worse. Thunder means lightning. Lightning means action. And today we're separating fact from fiction on lightning safety. Questions have been asked about things like heat lightning. Is heat lightning actually real? Can lightning strike when it's not raining? Why is standing under a tree one of the most dangerous decisions you can make? And what really happens when lightning finds a path to the ground? Today on Public Facing, the podcast, we're talking about seconds, safety, science, and survival. Because when lightning is in the sky, the decisions you make on the ground matter. Cue the music.
From the natural state, this is Public Facing, the podcast with Joe Holman.
Welcome back to Public Facing, the podcast, where we take the information that impacts our communities and bring it directly to the people who need it most. I'm Joe Holman, your podcast chief safety officer and trained skywarn severe storm spotter. Today, we're covering a topic that affects families, outdoor workers, athletes, emergency responders, schools, and anyone and everyone who spends time outdoors. Now, on lightning safety, our information today comes from trusted safety guidance from the National Weather Service, including their National Lightning Safety Program. I'll give a link at the end of the episode. Now, lightning is something most of us have seen our entire lives, but many people underestimate just how dangerous it can really be. The underestimation can cost more than you might think, sometimes with a life. I want to share with you what I call the 10-mile warning, why that thunder means to take action. I think the best place to start is with that phrase that, like I said, almost everyone's heard. When thunder roars, go indoors. It's simple. It's memorable. It's catchy. But most importantly, it works. The idea behind it is this. If you can hear thunder, then that thunderstorm is close enough to produce lightning that can reach your location. A lot of people picture lightning as something that only happens directly underneath a storm cloud. That's not accurate. No, that's the real problem. Lightning can strike around 10 miles away from the center of a thunderstorm. And that's where the phrase bolt from the blue comes from. Lightning appearing to strike from a storm that seems far away. Now, you might have sunshine above you, might not even feel a raindrop. But lightning doesn't require rain falling where you are. The sound of thunder tells you everything you need to know. Move indoors. A safe place. And the safe place means a substantial building with electricity or plumbing. Or a fully enclosed metal-topped vehicle with the windows rolled up. A picnic shelter. A tree. A porch. Or a dugout at a ball field? No, those are not considered safe protection. Another important part that people often forget is don't rush back outside. Wait for at least 30 minutes after the last clap of thunder before returning outside. Storms move. Lightning can continue even when you think the worst has passed. It's such an important point because people often will wait until the rain starts. And by then, well, the real warning sign is not the rain. It's the thunder. Now, thunder means that lightning is already happening. And means that it's time for you to act. Now let's talk about heat lightning. This is a storm myth that just won't go away. Let's talk about it. It's one of the biggest weather myths out there. A lot of us grew up hearing about quote-unquote heat lightning. Now, I know I did. I heard about it ever since I was a real young child, and I always thought it was a thing. Well, let's go on. See, those summer nights, when you see flashes way off in the distance, but there's no thunder, people say, oh, don't worry, that's just heat lightning. So what's really happening is, well, the answer is going to surprise a lot of people, I believe. Heat lightning is not actually a separate weather phenomenon. It's simpler than that. It's just regular lightning from a thunderstorm that's far away. But here's what happens. On a hot summer night, you might see flashes lighting up the horizon. Now, the storm that's producing the lightning may be so far away that the sound of thunder never even reaches your ears. The National Weather Service explains that thunder generally cannot be heard beyond about 10 miles. So, what about the light from the lightning? Well, that can be seen from much farther away, sometimes over 100 miles under the right conditions. So, you might be standing somewhere calm and dry, while another community far away is experiencing that thunderstorm. Now, the heat didn't create lightning by itself. You're simply seeing the evidence of a distant storm. So the lesson is, flashes in the sky always deserve respect. Because, well, lightning is lightning. And storms can change quickly. The safest approach is always awareness. Know the forecast for your area. Pay attention to changing conditions. And that even goes for you if you're out on the road and you're traveling and you have your weather radio with you, or you have a portable weather radio, let's say. Make sure to plug in, program it for the particular area that you're going to be staying in. That might be the best way, because maybe you're not familiar with the area or whatever, or what to do. That weather radio can help alert you if things start to pop off. Now, just know that when thunder becomes a part of the picture, it's time to go inside. So,
Public Facing, the podcast.
Now, I do want to go on to what I want to share with you as the five ways that lightning finds you. A lot of people assume that a lightning injury only happens from a direct strike, but that's actually only part of the story. And if that's only part of it, the rest of this just might hurt. Lightning can affect people in several different ways. The National Weather Service identifies five main ways that lightning strikes people. The first is a direct strike. That's when a person becomes part of the main lightning channel. Now, it's not the most common type, but it can be one of the most dangerous because electrical current can move through critical systems in the body. The second way is what's called a side flash. And that, imagine lightning as it hits a tree nearby, and then part of that electrical energy jumps from the tree to a person that's standing close to it. Yeah, that's why taking shelter under an isolated tree during a storm is extremely dangerous. It really is. Now, the third way is ground current. This is actually responsible for many lightning deaths and injuries. Lightning hits something like a tree, and that energy spreads outward through the ground, and anyone can be affected by this. The fourth way is conduction. Lightning can travel through things like wiring, plumbing, and metal pathways. So that's why indoor safety matters too. Think about this. During a thunderstorm, avoid corded phones. Avoid unnecessary contact with electrical equipment. Avoid showers, sinks, plumbing, even your laundry. Stay away from windows and doors. And the fifth way is through something called streamers. Now, these occur as lightning is developing between the ground and, to the cloud and the ground. Even if that streamer does not become the main lightning strike, it can still carry dangerous energy. And those streamers, they're kind of like fingers that come off of whatever the main bolt is that comes down. So you may see where they look like there's a bunch of little lightning strikes coming off of it. That's a streamer. So the message is, you don't have to get a direct hit to be seriously hurt or worse. Lightning is just looking for a path. Your goal is simple. Don't become part of that path. When it comes to seconds saving lives, here's what to do before and during a storm. Let's bring this home. Someone is outside. They hear thunder. What happens next? The first move, get to a safe shelter immediately. Not after one more inning. Not after finishing yard work. Not even after sitting out there taking one more picture. Immediately, move it inside. One and all, without further delay. See, no place outside is safe when thunderstorms are in the area. If you absolutely cannot get to a shelter, there are some things that may reduce your risk. Like, get away from elevated areas such as hills or ridges. Never lie flat on the ground. Do not shelter, I know we said this earlier, but do not shelter under isolated trees. Stay away from lakes, ponds, and other bodies of water when it comes to lightning or thunder. And move away from objects that conduct electricity, like fences, power lines, metal equipment. Yeah, that metal equipment. Because, and here's another. This is really important to understand too, okay? What I just read off to you, those are last resort actions. The safest option is always inside a building or enclosed vehicle. At the time of this recording, July 8, 2026, the great state of Arkansas, the natural state, Arkansas alone has seen more than 45,000 lightning strikes since July 4th. Yep, in less than 4 days, the state of Arkansas has seen statewide more than 45,000 lightning strikes. That's a powerful reminder that lightning isn't rare. It's happening all around us. And lightning safety is really about preparation, which is really what I've been trying to convey in my messages the last few weeks on weather prevention. And it just so happens this week we're talking about preparations as it pertains to lightning safety. So check the weather also before you make your outdoor activities, or you can make your outdoor activity plans, but check the weather before you venture out. I guess that's what I'm getting at. And have a plan. Know where you'll go. Even if you're out on the road, on traveling, know where you'll go. Have a backup plan. Because when the storm arrives, well, that's not really the time to figure it out. So we're here now at what I like to call the final word. Now, here's what I think that everyone should remember. These are just going to be some kind of highlights in case you missed them the first go around. Lightning is powerful. It's unpredictable. But lightning injuries are often preventable. And remember these basics. If you hear thunder, lightning is close enough to strike. When thunder roars, go indoors. Stay sheltered for at least 30 minutes after that last bit of thunder. don't trust myths out there like heat lightning. I know I was duped as a child. I get it. But now that I've been armed with knowledge that that's not really a thing, at least not the way that they described it to me, you know, I'm better educated about that now. Therefore, I'm better prepared. So don't wait for rain before you decide to take action either. And never assume that it can't happen to you. The safest decision is usually the fastest decision. And the safest decision is when you hear that thunder or you see lightning, go indoors. That is the safest decision. And respect the storm. Keep your eye, you know, be respectful and aware of what's going on up there when you see the thunderstorm, even if it's off to a good distance. You know, the be aware that you know it, what are the chances that storm way off could turn direction and come your way. So just keep that in mind. Now, obviously, protect yourself, but you know what? Protect your loved ones as well. Protect those people around you, because that awareness can and often does save a life. This has been some great information today on lightning awareness and safety. For additional resources, visit the National Weather Service and their lightning safety program at www.weather.gov/safety/lightning. To you, my favorite listener, I want to thank you for joining us for another episode of Public Facing the Podcast. I'm looking so forward to our next time together. If you'd like to contact me directly, send me an email. Send it to hello@publicfacingpod.stream. Until next time, stay prepared. Stay informed. Stay connected with us. Annabelle's bringing the details. Until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to Public Facing, the podcast with Joe Holman. Visit us online at publicfacingpod.stream and on X at x.com/publicfacingpod.